Everybody want to claim they the world's greatest until it's time to stand up and be great. My goals and intentions is to reach the people who are voiceless, who want to do more but don't. The people who stuck in life and can't get out their own way. People who can't get out of their own heads. I want you to listen to the sound of my voice, because I'm here to lead you and show you the way. I am the world's greatest. There is no titles that you can give me. There are no titles you can put on me, because I've already labeled myself as who I am. And I have labeled myself as the world's greatest. What you choose to label yourself as is your self-worth. That's your self-esteem. That's how you view yourself. Unfortunately and fortunately for you and I, we don't see ourselves the same. Okay? So if you don't want to call yourself the world's greatest, you might feel like you're just beautiful today. And it's okay to feel beautiful, because you said you was beautiful. And who am I to come tell you that you're not? Because the labels just don't stick here. So I'm trying to introduce you to who I am as the world's greatest. This ain't no cockiness. This ain't no arrogance. This not no bitchiness. This not no ego. This is pure love. This is from my pure heart. This is my pure self. And I want y'all to get in it. I don't want you to be worried about how it sounds so much. I don't want you to be worried about the messenger. I want you to be worried about the message. Because the moment you separate and think, oh my God, did she really just say that? Or, oh my God, did you hear yourself? When you start thinking like that, you disconnect. And we disconnect from each other. And the moment we disconnected, you can't understand. And I'm not communicating effectively towards you. So I need you to stay present. You know, stay with me. You might hear some stuff that might ruffle your feathers. But you're a peacock. And it's okay. You beautiful. You got feathers. And if you lose one, you can get more. Not that I've researched peacock's feathers. But I'm saying you can get more. You know what I'm saying? I'm not here to ruffle your feathers, but sometimes things have to be uncomfortable for you to grow. You know, when you're working out and exercising, you are making your body uncomfortable. Okay? Your body is now uncomfortable and it's being put through stress, but it's for the greater good. It's for your health. It's for your wealth, because health is wealth, right? Okay? It's for your health. It's for your wealth. It's for your well-being. It's for your mental clarity. It's for your soul. And guess what? You're going to have that physique that you've always wanted. So it's necessary that we go through this metamorphosis, and we'll go through it together. If there are any questions that people have, feel free. If there are any ideas, feel free to leave them. I'm not opposed to helping. I'm here to motivate. I'm here to encourage. I'm here to uplift. I'm here to invoke this energy and give it to you. And we'll go over many more lessons about jealousy, self-worth, self-esteem. I'm going to try to break it all down to the lowest common denominator, the easiest thing that maybe even a child could understand. Because I need you to get this. I need you to feel good. I need you to love yourself. I need you to know that when you walk in the room, everything stops. Time stops. People stop to stare. You know what I'm saying? I want you to walk in with the energy like, yes, honey, I am here. Keep your eyes on me. You know, hashtag that. Keep your eyes on me. Don't be afraid when people are looking at you. I want you to feel good about yourself, because you are good. You better than anything they can offer. And how do I know that? Because I know. So, y'all buckle up, because this ride about to get crazy. But it's about to be crazy good. It's about to be crazy lit. I'm going to step on some toes. But you're going to be stronger, because we're going to build you up. And you're going to be unstoppable. Phenomenal, capable, monumental, a juggernaut, baby, you're going to be the one. And my goal and resolution for 2020 is to stay ready. Hashtag stay ready. You know what I'm saying? Hashtag keep your eyes on me. Hashtag peacock life. You know? But we got to start one itty bitty speck at a time. Because I can't jump you in the juggernaut status if you don't love yourself. You've got to learn how to be comfortable with loving yourself. So, with that being said, it will be a battle, or it could be easy. Really depending on your mind frame, how you feel about you. But I want this to be as simple and as painless as it can be, because you're worth it. You're the only one get to determine your self-worth. And I told you, I am the immaculate world's greatest. That is who I am. And it's okay if you don't understand that. You know why it's okay? Because you have never seen immaculate world's greatest demonstrated to you. Therefore, you don't know what it is. So you're trying to put your labels and your ideas and your visions and your opinions and your curses or your blessings on me. And you can't, because you don't know what an immaculate world's greatest is. Your labels will not be sticking here. I'll give you what I am, because I just told you. I am the immaculate world's greatest. And whatever you see the immaculate world's greatest do, that's what I am. And that's my label. But we'll get more into that. I love you. Come back for more. Come get this energy. It's free. I'm going to teach you how not to be a hater. Because being a hater ain't going to get you what you want. You need to take that energy you see a person get. I'm going to show you how to get that energy. I'm going to show you how to harness that energy. And I'm going to show you how to get what you want and win with it. Because all I know is winners. And all I got is two options. You can win or you can win. That's it.